from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 6:51, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, but right now he's playing a character called Johnny on the Spot.
Absolutely, the spot you want to avoid this morning, south of Ocala, US 441, northbound at Southeast 80th Street. Northbound lanes are blocked due to an accident. Not sure, it's quite a backup at this point. So again, US 441, northbound lanes blocked at Southeast 80th Street on the south side of, almost said of Chicago.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds like a song of Ocala.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout. Patience, my friends. Patience. Governor Scott Walker, former governor, Wisconsin. He did a great job there. And, oh, man, talk about some politics back and forth. And be interesting to see who carries the state of Wisconsin. But in the meantime, Scott Walker has been busy with the Young Americans Foundation. He's the president. And he says most students are aligned with conservative values, but the radicalization of college campuses makes it difficult for them to speak up. And he's absolutely right. We've talked about this. He said it's gone from left-wing bias to the radicalization of college campuses. And he said that this isn't just pushing their agenda. This is, if you don't agree with them, they cancel you. They're actually outright dangerous in some cases. Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that he's touching on this, and as though it's kind of breaking news, it's not. I mean, we've been following this for a long time. And, yeah, absolutely. Look, that's the really frightening thing. It's one thing if you have an agenda. It's another thing if you squelch anybody's ability to debate in any way, shape, or form. It also shows you that they know their positions are radical and difficult to defend. Otherwise, they wouldn't be telling you to shut up. Because you know when you're right, you can let people run around in circles with all kinds of baloney. And at the end of the day, you go, nope, it's this, this, and this. There you go. But they don't have that. They don't have that. Hey, how come the borders are wide open and it's Joe Biden's fault? What's their answer to that?
Oh, they blame Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that that J.B. Pritzker, that... Oh. A slob of a governor up there in Illinois.
And
I don't care for him.
Not a bit.
At all.
Not a bit.
And, yeah, that's one of the things that he said recently. It all started with Trump.
Right.
It's like, look, there's things we can debate. There's opinions we can have. But this is an absolute fact. Trump had the border secure. He had the wait in Mexico agreement with a Mexican president. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't come over until you had a hearing for the asylum that you were attempting to go for. He had secure borders. Now, that's a fact. Biden used executive power early in his office. I don't know if it's the first day or first week, but for sure by the first week.
Oh, yeah.
Signed off on reversing everything Trump put into place for the borders. Now, that was done on purpose, not by accident. They didn't wonder what the outcome would be. They knew what it would be because they already had NGOs working around the world to start to try to shovel people through the open borders. So it's not a mistake. So you could break things down to very simplistic things like that. But if you can't defend your side of it, like on a college campus, or if you attempt to, that you get punished for it, penalized, then people aren't going to speak up, are they? And they're just going to, you know, they're going to get away with this, not just even far left agenda, like I said, this radical thoughts, radical concepts. I mean, I could think of a time, and I'm not going to get too in-depth in it because, you know, people might know who I'm talking about, but I'll just say I watched somebody who was in education, you know, their whole life, and they were very, very radical.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how they worked on this younger person, okay? Not grooming them in the way pedophiles do,
right.
But grooming them in the ways of the left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And he was a radical. And yes, he definitely had an impact on this person's life. And I'll leave that there. But, you know, it's scary. It's insidious. And it's going on in college campuses everywhere. Look, I'm glad the former governor, Scott Walker, is talking about it more. He went on to say, our polling shows that this is happening. We just did a poll before the presidential debate. Overwhelmingly, college students are not conservative. They're not liberal. The answers were basically they come out to be moderate and much more open to conservative ideas than they get credit for. Boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to talk about, and we have to do it before our faces melt, because climate scare, the hottest day ever recorded.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Except for the caveat, which I'll share with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.